5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
Oh, Wednesday big show coming your way. Hump Day quiz next.
Yes.
And we got two excited callers last week.
We did.
One wasn't good.
The other one was very good.
So it wasn't quite a ring-a-ding-ding. But still, they were excited to be involved.
Exactly.
Jay-Z Clark coming in to tell us all of the latest news.
Yep.
Including what's happening at Arden Street. And then second half, Beck, some feedback. I think it'll all be positive, given what was posted.
I don't think so.
Beck Danaher going to join us ahead of Big Freeze 8. Hello to you, Willis.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. The 11th of May, and what a day it is, host.
And our very own James Brayshaw's turning 55.
Oh. What the hell?
That was courtesy Marty Sheargold show this morning, man. And happy birthday, James.
55!
No, 42.
No!
I'm going backwards.
Younger than me?
I'm going backwards.
Wow,
I've
found
a Whitney. Way Whitney's in
to
the studio.
Go backwards.
Hang on.
Wow, wee.
Look at this.
Have you been baking, Whit?
Whitney made you a tart.
Come on, Whit.
Bloody hell, that's like a pecan pie.
Behind you.
And a Triple M prize pack.
You get a Triple M prize pack.
You get a prize pack, Jim.
What's in it? What's in it?
Yes.
Shapes.
And?
Triple M footy. Little mini footy.
And?
Mini footy.
Triple M cap.
Oh.
Lollies.
And some lollies.
Yes, good.
Yes.
I'm glad you. I want to share them with you.
And a pecan pie.
And a pecan pie. Nice. Which,
wow. I got this for you.
Hosey's got you a bottle of red.
I think. In a nice.
Jeez, you've gone.
You pushed the boat out here.
You know, it's in one of those special bottles.
It's a long neck.
A Melbourne bitter long neck. The King Brown.
It's a King Brown.
This day's getting better.
Well done, Jim. Happy 55th.
Yes, thank you. We'll just have to lift the top off that villain.
Oh, it might have it during the show.
All that over.
You've got to drink it out like a stubby.
Yeah.
Not. What else are we doing, please? Well, are you rapping or not? Are you doing a rap?
You want to rap?
Well, before we go down that path, I just was going to wander down this path.
Oh.
Montana looks to Rathman, hits Rice. Rice scores. Touchdown, San Francisco. I'm practicing my NFL.
You should.
Tom Brady has just signed a $540 million deal. So, Bill, if he can do it.
Yes. Mate.
I reckon I can.
It's the same deal as you got here, I reckon, at Triple M.
Not quite. Bill,
Jim,
$540 million.
I'm letting you off because it's your birthday, but it's all part of the rap.
I wouldn't have thought.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Is it too late? That's all I'm asking.
It's never too late.
Do you reckon? Yes.
Well, you're 55.
Bill, I'm 42.
You're old.
And I'm good at commentating American football.
You're old, Jim. North Melbourne, Jimmy boy, of course, and this won't stand on Jay-Z's little toes. I reckon he'd have little toes, but he's coming in very shortly.
We can check in 10 minutes.
But Jackie Zeeble, who we love.
Yes.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, very good
captain
man.
Of the North Melbourne Club, is he?
Yep. Yeah. Well, of course he is.
Yeah, still is good. He was very, very strong yesterday in defence of his coach, David Noble.
I think Nobes' character is something that we all love about him. I personally don't think he needed to apologise. I think he did what was fair and reasonable after the game in a disappointing night. And, you know, his actions are something that he decided to do and follow up with the group post that. I'm actually a bit blown away that this has sort of been blown out the way it has off the back of an article that was written yesterday.
Well done, Zeebs. He's the old-fashioned footballer, by the way.
The younger generation, Bill, they've got to be handled differently. It's just how it is. I don't get quite aligned with that because of the pastings we received.
I know. But still there is a time when you've got to tell them.
Well, you got to have direct feedback, but there's got to also be method attached to it. It can't just be abuse. You've got to.
No.
Now, I'm not saying that's what happened. I wouldn't have a clue what happened. But what I'm saying, the modern, you know, even your young blokes, you know, in my house, they can cop a spray, but it's got to also be on the back of, you know, instruction that they can then improve with.
Any chance you can actually make your bed and clean up your bloody room, kid.
When I think about the, especially my beautiful mum,
yes,
Joni, who's on her way over here, some of the pastings I copped from her, there was very little instruction.
Mum used to say a lot, then Dad would just stick his head around the corner and go, yep, I'm onto it, mate. Yep.
Mum used to come around, she used to grab the fire poker and come down.
Fire poker?
And Bill, she'd go after the legs with it and we would hightail over the back fence. We'd be, Mark and I'd be screaming out onto the oval.
We used to get the electric cord. Because she tried the wooden spoon and you'd stand there and whack and it'd break.
Snap on
and
you.
And it wouldn't hurt.
Mum snapped one on
so,
me.
So yeah, she gave that up.
No, that's why and she then, went the fire poker.
No, off the jug. Pull the electric cord out of the jug, out of the thing, and that hurt. That bloody hurt.
Well, you know, I know we're getting away from the rap here. You know, my mum admits. Now, you know, beautiful Joni's nearly 80. Yeah. She admits, and I would have done it something very bad. Mm-hmm. She said to me, go out into the backyard and find a stick I can belt you with. Yeah. So she reckons I came walking back in with a stick in my hand. And by then she'd forgotten she'd even
what said.
She's like, what are you doing? And I've gone and found the tiniest stick that wouldn't hurt.
Oh,
different times, Bill, different times. None of that happens anymore.
Good old days.
Hey, I love my mum.
Yes.
And, so no, right. And I deserved it every single time.
Didn't hurt you. No. Hey, injuries of Western Bulldogs. Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim.
Ill, Jill.
He's ill, Jim. So he can't play this week against Collingwood. They would have loved to have him back, Jimmy boy. The Bont will be back with Alex Keith. They need him back. Maxi Gawn's okay with that knee.
Good.
So it looks like he plays against the West Coast Eagles. What about Dan Hannabry? Has flown to Munich to the doctor over there, the good doctor, Dr. Hands.
The blood
man. Yeah. Exactly. Because, again, he's hurt his calf, Jim. So he signed a 5-year deal at the Saints.
Yes.
2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. Last year, this year. That's 5 years ago.
He only played
15 games. Yeah. He's played 15 games. Took a pay cut, they said, last year because I think it was a pretty good deal. So, geez, he's had a shocking run. Soft tissue injuries, Jim. Terrible.
Bill, $540 million.
Well, Tom Brady will join Fox Sports as part of a multi-year deal once he finishes. Well, he'll go around one more year. Yeah. So Lachlan Murdoch announced this in a investor call. So you're right, Jim. 10-year deal, $540 million.
I just need to give Lewis Martin a ring, I reckon.
Yes, Jim.
And just say to him, Louis, I reckon I'm being paid unders.
10 years, $540
million. $540 million.
Just average
it's the best
it out.
Part of 50 a year.
$54 million a year, average.
Right. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And she is a multi-squillionaire as well, Giselle. They just don't have enough money, those two.
What would you do?
I don't know. I'd find a way, I reckon.
Oh, Phil Mickelson found a way, I see. He's lost a bit, Jim, over the journey. The Brisbane Heat have axed Chris Lynn. Who is the franchisee's all-time leading run scorer, has twice been named player of the tournament. And him and member McCallum, they were the Bash Brothers.
Oh,
they were
superstars.
Baz. So they've given him the arse.
Oh, no, I saw that.
That's a big call,
isn't it? Darren Lehman. Well, Bill, maybe they've been underachievers.
Yep.
So maybe they have to move on.
Okay. And one more here. A female spectator at the UFC gym, 274 in Phoenix, thought it'd be a good idea to try and climb into the octagon. So you're not allowed to go near the octagon, Jim. That's, no. But she managed to climb onto the apron of the octagon, and then security grabbed her and they pancaked her, Jim.
Pancaked her.
Have a listen.
Hey, yo, what's going on?
Go.
I'm out. I'm out.
Oh, my God. Oh!
She's got there.
Sheep.
She got there. They're all clapping and happy. And then they go,
no.
She got pancaked. Just got pushed off. Her. Wow.
All right. Hump day quiz.
Yes, please. Next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I had to ad-lib.
Yeah.
Ad-lib.
Louis. I've got him on the line.
Oh, Bluey, what's he doing?
No, Lewis Martin.
Oh, Lewis.
Over the next 10 years, Fat, I'm just $539 million short of what Troy's on.
You're on a good way.
Tom, whatever.
Troy
or Tom. Or
Tom Brady.
$540 million.
10-year deal.
My God.
What is going on? What's their TV rights?
You know Al Michaels, who's a very, very polished and has been a ball-by-ball NFL caller for years.
So he's a caller like you in the flea.
That's it. You know, exactly. Hamish McLaughlin, you know, Hutto. He's Brian. That type of thing. He has just moved from one to the other, like an ESPN to a Amazon, for $19 million a year.
$19 million.
Joe Buck, he's a very good caller. Yep. He and Troy Aikman have gone as a double package from one to the other for $45 million a year.
What's going on over
there? Bill, I don't know. We're in the wrong game.
When you look at that, what about old Fat? What would Fat get?
I think there are people who say that anyway, regardless of any earnings. They're just sitting in their car going, bloody oath you are, both of you.
Not the podcast results over the overnight,
Jim. Hose, 133-53 is the number. Yes. People need to ring us now to be a part of the Hump Day
quiz.
And they need to get up and about and be excited.
Exactly.
This needs to be the most important thing they do for the whole week.
You want to know your stuff too, don't you, Bill? Is there like a general kind of...
You know what this week is all about? Around the grounds. You'll like this, Jim. Right. And they win very good prizes.
Oh, 11 hair care. This is brilliant stuff. So you could win 11 Australia's limited edition grooming bag full of your favourite 11 Australia men's products. Not familiar, Bill?
Any good here?
No, Bill sort of doesn't need them.
I'm done, right?
133-53 Hose, ring us right now and be excited to be a part of this magnificent quiz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I haven't even heard it yet and it stinks.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz, May 11th, Around the Grounds. And we have
Around the Grounds. This interests me.
Two very good contestants. So I can just feel it, Jimmy boy.
Yep.
They'll be up and about. And we go to Carlo. G'day, Carlo.
Hey, Billy. How you going?
Oh,
hey,
I like
JB.
It. Oh, big Carlos. What do you do, Carlo?
I'm a business coach.
Oh. Well, you maybe can come in here and coach Bill.
Yes. What's the number one thing to being a business man?
Well, you've got to be all over your numbers, and really it's about making sure that your people that are working for you are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing.
So. A position on the Auditor General?
Jim, you know, it's the most important. Know how much rent you pay.
Is that what
and
it
it's
is?
Not too high.
I reckon Carlo thinks
And that. know how to make a toasty, Bill.
Yes. Who do you follow, please, Carlos?
Fremantle, because I'm from WA.
Flagmantle.
Flagmantle.
I love it. All right, beautifully done.
Well done. And Blake. From Inverloch. G'day, Blake.
G'day there, Billy. How are you, mate? And happy birthday to the King of Kings.
King of Kings. Hey, Blake, very nice part of the world, Inverloch.
Oh, beautiful, mate. Down by the beach. We absolutely love it down there.
Beautiful.
Do you know Keyhole?
Yes, old Keyhole at the Espy there and his son, Dill.
He's got the pub there, Keyhole. Ah. And you're a chippy.
Yeah, a bit of a chippy, mate.
And your Tigers, are you happy? Are you back on track, you reckon?
Yeah, we're back on track, Jeez. It's good to see Big Dusty back out there, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty and
Jim,
Tommy Lynch.
I'm doing a bit of renovation at the minute, and chippies. Nice
price.
Yeah,
Bill,
nice
if you
price.
Are, if you
nice
need price. Anything done, Bill, just give us a call.
What's happened over the last 2 years? Just price are gone, wow, whackety-whacks through the roof.
Yeah, a bit of a kick in the guts, isn't it?
Well, it's all right for you, Blake. All right, so
there we go. So who do you want to, Carlos
and Blake, and you need to scream it out as soon as you know.
Righto, boys, here we go. Hump Day Quiz. Which animal made a appearance at Arden Street in the late 70s? Animal?
Carlos.
Oh, Carlos.
A pig.
No.
That was at the SCG.
An animal.
No, that was the SCG, sorry.
Yes, all right, Blake.
Blakey, come on, Arden Street in the late 70s. Someone was actually on top of this animal.
Oh, an elephant.
Yeah.
This is the moment. An elephant went rogue at Arden Street in 1978.
It did. It just buggered off.
And a person from the cheer squad was on top of it, Jim, and she was very scared, the poor thing.
Wowee.
Oh. No, I still like it. All right, 1-0.
Here we go. At the 1991 VFL Grand Final at Waverley Park, Angry Anderson performed what vehicle? Here he is now. What vehicle was he in?
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
A hovercraft.
Oh, not nearly.
Quite.
Yeah, not bad. But Carlos,
wasn't it like one of those Batwing type? Cadillac type things.
That's good enough.
Jim,
good enough.
It was a Batmobile.
Was that with Fighting Harada? fighting. Is that when fighting was in there?
And then
wasn't it his best fighting either?
No. And then someone else was there of you know, very important. They're looking around going, what's going
what
on?
Is this? What?
Was that the one that was sniggering in the other car while the other car was on? Just like, what the hell?
What is happening here?
So funny.
Oh, that is good. righto, boys, score, please.
1-1.
Oh, nice.
1-1.
Good, good, good. What was tackled on the SCG in 1993?
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos.
Oh, pig.
Yes.
I was there.
Have a listen to this.
There's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward. He won't catch him.
Well,
enough said.
Oh, fine tackle.
What a magnificent tackle. It's Darren Holmes.
Darren Holmes tackled it.
Sandals.
Sandals.
Looking after it.
There's a pig at full forward. So one side of the pig had number 4 and the other side had plugger.
It did.
But it was spelt P-L-U-G-A.
Yeah. Well, I probably couldn't get the whole word in.
Oh, you knew that, Carlos, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, geez, I thought I was telling something. Oh, Carlos knew it.
Already knew it, Bill.
Score, Jim.
2-1, Carlos.
Well, nice. Good.
So
I like
almost
this.
You ring-a-ding.
Yes. The first AFLW match was played where?
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
At Collingwood's Collingwood VFL ground.
Not quite no. Collingwood.
No.
What else would you go with around
Carlos?
There?
Carlos.
Princess Park.
Yes, Blake?
Arena.
Princess Park.
All right. Well, so now we got 2-2.
Well, so you got Blake over the line.
Yeah, Blake
there.
Over the line with a 2.
It was Princess Park, I think.
Yes, it was. Icon. Icon and
sold
here.
Out.
Yep.
Nearly Meadows, Bob Jane T-Mark, Nez.
If people think that we were kidding when we said it was packed to the rafters here at Princess Park, well, we're not. The CEO of the league has just announced that the gates have been officially closed. Ooh. They cannot physically fit any more people into this ground.
Beautiful.
Collingwood Carlton.
Yes.
And the big bosses there, Gill, had to close the gates.
Now, Bill, this is a proper ring-a-ding.
I know. 2-2.
2-2.
Carlos 2, Blake 2, and it's an audio question. Did a monkey wrench?
Be a monkey wrench.
Jump in early if you want to.
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos.
Yep.
It's Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench.
No. Sucked in.
We haven't asked a question.
No, but he jumped in, so sucked
you
in.
Said jump in.
You said jump in.
Right. I said jump in if you want to.
Oh, that's the fool's head behaviour.
Where did that band play?
Geelong.
Yes.
No!
Yes!
You're out, Carlos!
Carlos wins!
No!
He wins it!
He was out!
You can't make him jump in.
I said jump in if you want to, if you're going to be a smart aleck and jump in early, and then he went early.
Carlos, I'm giving Flag Mantle the win.
Hang on, if Blake can answer this question, I've got one up my sleeve, lucky. If Blake can answer this question and we'll... How many is the actual question? Go, Hose.
So I'm playing this.
And
you have to listen to what the audio is, and then you have to say how many it is, because the many has been beeped out. Good luck, everyone.
Bairstow from 50 metres goes up towards Brownless. Brownless, no key.
Help me!
This surely for number... He's got a 50-metre penalty, so point-blank range. He goals. That is number...
Blake?
Was 6. That?
Oh, 6.
Yeah, sucked in. Sucked in. In fact, 6 is too many, Blake. I would have said number 2.
It was 11, Blake. But anyway, Carlos wins.
Oh, yeah. Happy now to Carlos winning.
Well, Blake had a chance and he blew it. But there's a couple of prizes there because they were 2 very good contestants. Right. I'm happy with them.
Well done. Carlo, I'm going to send you to Spider Bait Tour in the Key of J. Their 2022 Australian Tour playing at the Northcote Theatre Friday, 15th of July. Tickets are also on sale now from Mosh Ticks. Well done.
Well done to you, Carlos.
Yes,
good on you, mate.
Good luck with the Fremantle Dockers.
Blakey.
Thank you.
Blake is going to be looked after by 11 Australia Hair Care. 11 Australia limited edition beauty gift pack full of your favourite 11 Australia products.
He'll need
Thank
that
you, Blake.
Too, being a chippy.
Why not?
Oh, you might have buggered off, Blake.
Oh, he's had it. He cracked him.
Cracked him. He's off.
Hey, good quiz. Well done. Rosemary helped me with that.
Nice one,
on the grounds, just going around to a few of the old grounds.
I got a pin there. I can see Jay-Z.
Oh, can
ready
you?
To go.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, looking crisp.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee. Was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
The Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill. Let's get into the footy.
Billy Brownless thinks he's a newsbreaker. but let's introduce him to a real one. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, and how welcome is he? Good to see you, mate.
Great to see you, Jim, and happy birthday. I'm sitting, what is this, a pecan pie?
A pecan pie has been provided. I haven't ripped into that yet. Whitney's organised that. But 42, Jay-Z, I'm getting younger.
Yes.
It's one of those, one of those miracles.
Yes.
You know, people that get younger.
You've been doing your boxing training, I can see.
You can see that. I'm ripped to shreds. I'm cut up. Now, what's going on, please?
Yes, well, the AFL has released its free agency details, which I know Billy is all over, but this is big because they're basically confirming who is a restricted free agent and who is an unrestricted free agent. So if you have been at a club for 8 years and you're in the top 25% of earners, you're a restricted free agent. That means that your original club can match any bid, and guess what? You're staying.
Right.
But if you are an unrestricted free agent,
which
as in
next
you're,
year.
Yeah, you're not one of the top earners, or you are have been there for 10 years longer period, then you are an unrestricted free agent.
So and, couple of those names are Daniel McStay.
Yeah, so he is one of the big ones for me on this list, Bill, because it means that if, say, the Western Bulldogs or Collingwood want Daniel McStay, they put in their bid and Brisbane is unable to match.
Ooh.
So he walks to the club of his choice and there's nothing that Brisbane can do. So Daniel McStay and his management, if in fact they are keen to move, would be rubbing their hands together
today.
And
the problem, Jay-Z, for the really good clubs, in other words, the clubs that are at the sharp end of the ladder, like Brisbane and Melbourne, is that when that happens, the free agency compensation comes at the bottom end of round one or probably the start of round two.
Yes.
So they're not getting much for them.
No. But if you are down the bottom end, like Melbourne, when James Frawley left,
you get a great result.
You get it's a bonzer opportunity. So you get pick three, which was Angus Brayshaw, for James Frawley.
And Dane Zorko's another one at Brisbane there, but also Carl Amon.
Yes. So he's the one who's attracting a lot of Victorian interest,
good
Port
player,
Adelaide,
Carl
Wildfire.
Amon.
He is a good player.
He's a good player.
And so you think of Hawthorn, who probably need a bit of sizzle in the sausage in that midfield, or even Essendon, who are trying to find a halfback to break the lines and get quicker delivery into the forward line, or even play as a small forward or as a wingman. He would appeal clearly because as a free agent, Jim, as you would know, it's a free hit. And North Melbourne, they're ahead of the curve on this. Remember Del Santo?
Del Santo, Higo, and Jared Waite, all who played great footy, by the way, for the Kangas when they came.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I think it's a big opportunity for clubs to pick the eyes out of it.
Yep.
Jamie Elliott?
Yes, so he's on track for a early comeback too. So he was training today, Bill.
Yes.
Could be back next week. So he's got that shoulder injury, and at some stage we thought that, you know, he could lose the whole first half of his season, but he's back quicker than expected, and that's good news for him. But can I tell you the club who I think is absolutely fascinating in this free agency space at the minute is the Western Bulldogs, because, and you see them every week, Jim, they've got a stacked midfield, they've got some talent up forward, and in the back line they're ranked last for losing defensive one-on-one contests. So that ball comes in high and quickly, and they are in Barney rubble.
We saw it last week, didn't we?
Well, Alex Keith out makes a big difference.
Better. That's right.
But other than that, it's Ryan Gardner, it's Zane Cordy, it's shallow and it's thin.
It really is.
So I think the Western Bulldogs, and they've got a stacked midfield, we know. They've got a salary cap squeeze on. So it's Josh Dunkley's out, Bailey Smith's out, Caleb Daniels out, Tim English is out. They've got to factor in big pay rises for all these guys. So I'm not sure they can afford a really big name. But what about a young Griffin Logue at Fremantle, who's been in and out of the team? What is
good
he? 194, could play centre back. Fisher Mackesy was a pick six, went to Adelaide, 197 centimetre defender, can't get a look in.
Good.
Been out of favour. He could be in the frame. Or do they look at someone who's more on the fringe? Caleb Marchbank at Carlton. Joel Smith at Melbourne hasn't had a good run.
Injured,
do they look at Sam Wiedemann turning a forward into a defender? So there are some opportunities there. It's just working out whether they have to sacrifice a midfielder such as Josh Dunkley to get the coin to fit in a key defender. Because at the moment, is it the missing link for the Western Bulldogs?
Yes, it is. Certainly is the tall defensive.
Board.
Yep. And they could get two, as you said.
They get smashed in there.
Well, they got exposed last week without Dixon even playing for Port Adelaide.
That's right.
You know, they had a mid-sized forward group that actually kept clunking.
It was Todd Marshall. Todd Marshall was marking everything. Everything.
The good news is they got young Sam Darcy. So the Duke's boy who's back through the VFL this week.
That's good.
So he makes his comeback. He's had real foot problems.
Where will
stress
he play
structure there.
When he does
ruck
play
forward, wouldn't he?
Ruck forward?
Yeah.
I think, though, the Bulldogs are open to playing a little bit in defence to help nurture him and teach the game. Because, you know, when they come in, early, Jim, and then they put him at centre forward and they don't kick a goal for a couple of weeks or become a Leviathan like you did in the forward line, Bill, back in the day. It can be tough for the forwards.
He's just laughing at you then.
I think
and I agree with
I'm
him,
just looking up Leviathan. but the Western Bulldogs, unrestricted players, Zane Cordy, Bailey Dale, Caleb Daniel, which, but they can walk if they want, as you said. If someone comes along, Johannesson, we haven't seen much of for a year. Tom Liberatore. So they've got a few on that list.
And I think Caleb Daniels looking at a long-term extension. I think 4 or 5 years, he'll be fine. Right. Caleb Daniels getting a big pay boost, clearly. He will be much more interesting. The All-Australian, Tim English, is looking at it. He was probably the All-Australian ruckman over the first month of the season. So he'll get a nice, decent a whack for him. But there's a real juggling act. And Luke Beveridge, until this point, GM, has sort of said, nah, we're good back there. We can defend as a team and midfield can apply the pressure. The changes with the game, with the stand rule and key defenders exposed, they go more quickly down there. Defences are more vulnerable. And if you don't have the quality back there, you can be found out. Now, they're a top four team, the Bulldogs, or should be. Why aren't they? It's because there's a deficiency in the list.
All right. They've got a massive game coming up Friday night. Ooh. They drop that to the Pies. It's a long way
that
back.
It is a huge game, Jim.
It is. Really for them.
It's and no enormous. English. They would have loved to have him back. He's ill.
Yes, which is unfortunate. There's the gastro bugs going around, Bill.
It is.
At the Bulldogs last week, Pontempelli, Collingwood to go the week before.
Everyone's got it.
It certainly is going around, but there's a lot of pressure on your old club too.
Well, we're going to get to that next.
Oh, yes, Jim, please.
In North. Fact, because of my birthday, we mightn't get to it at all.
Jason Horn, Francis.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't. Jay-Z joins us, of course, gives us all the news. But Jay-Z, I love reading the Herald Sun. I love your column, which is called On Notice.
And
Jim, where he sharpens his pencil and he puts players or teams on notice.
On notice.
Oh, it's very good. So,
and who's he put on notice?
Well, the All-Australian selection panel, okay, Jim?
Yes.
And I go down here, but one man, the selectors, a selection panel can't sleep on is 34-year-old Collingwood champion Scott Pendlebury in his new halfback role. He has flown under the radar, but Pendlebury is currently the second highest ranked general defender in the game, according to champion data.
Second, Bill. He's the second best general defender in the game.
With Scotty.
Best mates.
We've known him for time,
You do a podcast together.
Best mates.
You do a podcast together.
He bounces a ball off a seagull's head. That's how talented this man is. He can bounce a ball off a bird's head, Bill.
So you, my friend, are on notice, okay? You are on notice. Can't go with that.
Can I ask, I put another man's name into that halfback All-Australian mix?
Yeah.
And you can be quiet for a little bit here, James. Yeah. But what about Angus Brayshaw, Bill?
Oh.
Right? So he 31 possessions again at the weekend. So he was up on the wing doing all that defensive running, and he's much better than that.
Yes.
So now Christian Salem goes down, Simon Goodwin puts him to a halfback flank.
Moves him around anyway.
He's like a ball magnet back there.
I tell you what, Brayshaw times two in the All-Australian.
Who's the other? Oh, Andrew.
Oh, he's been outstanding.
He has been outstanding.
You can see Pendlebury, but you haven't seen Andrew.
I have seen. I was just trying to, enhance your big call, Bill.
Times two.
That's right.
What are the Hawks doing, please?
Yes. Yeah, so there has been some curiosity about Jager O'Meara and Tom Mitchell and some of their low numbers. So the disposal numbers have dropped right off, but they haven't been attending anywhere near the centre bounces that they had been previously. So, and Sam Mitchell's done adjusted things in there, and I think it's quite clever. So Jai Newcombe leads Hawthorn for centre bounce attendances. His little Box Hill protege.
Yes.
Then it's O'Meara on 16, then Tom Mitchell on 15. So what did he have at the weekend, Mitchell? Sort of 15 possessions. He's sort of playing more forward. It doesn't suit him. Sam Mitchell said he didn't have his best game. But there's no doubt to me, and you boys tell me if I'm wrong here, Hawthorn, after trying to trade off one of those blokes for a high pick, will do again this year. We'll try, but probably have to accept less. So are you getting a top 20 pick or a first round pick for Jager O'Meara, for Tom Mitchell, for Liam Shields anymore?
No.
No, you're not.
So why would you not put them in there? They get more possessions and you might get them up.
Yeah, but you're trying to develop a midfield, Fat. You're trying to get your young blokes to learn how to play that part of the ground.
But sure, one of them can. And they've lost 5 out of their last 6 because of that.
Come back a bit to the pack.
Have they what?
Yeah.
But you've got to throw one of them in there, surely.
But to Sam Mitchell's credit, He's given water lick of the ice cream. Wingard's going in there as well. The young kid, Connor McDonald, Liam Shields. So what he's not doing is the same old tried and tested Mitchell and O'Meara. He's trying to develop their versatility and give the young kids a go. And I think that'll happen next year, potentially, if they accept lesser for one of these Hawthorn stars. Yeah. Lower the bar a little bit, might be a second-round pick. I think they'll still try and be aggressive if they can in that trade space.
What about sort of Geelong or Richmond or Carlton? I'll just keep mentioning clubs until you forget that you want to talk about North Melbourne.
Yes. Now, what's going on there? Jackie Zee will come out. That's fine. But what have you got on Jason Horne Francis?
Well, I think North Melbourne fans are really nervous when they hear that Jason Horne Francis is rebuffing contract talks. So clearly the Kangaroos have gone to him with a good offer. Yes. Now, when you're the number one pick, we're talking 600, 650 a year. So, sort of Sam Walsh money when he was recontracted. Mm-hmm. It's big money.
That's what I'm hearing.
He's the face of the rebuild, right? So when he says, no, hold, I'm going to have a look at this next year. For me, it's smart by the player. Yeah. Lee Montagna said Jason Horne Francis could be North Melbourne's best player by the end of the year. That's how highly he rates him. Doesn't say much about the rest of the list, Jim, but it certainly puts him a very high category. But I think given the state of affairs at North Melbourne, you know, how's their rebuild going? Is David Noble the right man? I think it's Jason Horne Francis and his management group are quite entitled to just sit back.
David Noble speak today?
He did speak today, and he was asked about whether he went too hard after that significant round three loss to Brisbane, and he admitted he made a blue.
We can't ask the players to have a learning environment if we're not going to be up for that ourselves. So the intention was correct. You know, I believe that there is still a place, you know, for being direct and firm with your playing group. The time and the delivery was probably not the right time.
I thought they brought him into the club because he was experienced and an expert man manager. So I'm surprised that he's made this blue so early in the season.
Well, when you're a young coach, inexperienced coach.
He's been around the caper for donkeys.
No, he has, but as a senior coach at AFL level, he's a year and a bit in. Sometimes you can pull the wrong rein. I actually like hearing someone put their hand up and go, yeah, I got it wrong.
Yeah, true.
And I like hearing, whether it's correct or not, Jay-Z, that he first said that to the playing group.
Yep.
He said, right, I'm getting you all into the room and putting my hand high and saying, I got that moment wrong and I'd like you to all take to the fact that I'm going to learn from it and get better. I like that.
So it's good that he owns it. You don't want to be making a habit of this.
No, I don't. Well, I think that's what he then went on to say, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it'll be better the next time we get into that situation.
But if
what worries me more about him and them is that they've had 100 points kicked on them 5 of the last 6 weeks.
Well, what happens if that continues?
Well,
it will.
You've got to learn to defend. You know, they defend the ground, defend behind the ball. I mean, poor old Ben Mackay and these. I mean, Ben Mackay is a very good young defender,
in my view.
But you've got to give him help up the ground.
So why'd they let go Robbie Tarrant, Jim?
Don't know. It's a mystery to me. I would never have done that.
When you've got a young list and you need the cornerstones, Bill, you need the quality characters, you know the blokes who are absolutely going to be there. You've got a warrior of your football club in Robbie Tarrant, and they sleep on his contract and he goes to Richmond, who have done it better than anyone for the past 5 years.
He got offered one and Richmond offered him two.
Two.
That's all it was.
And he walked out the door.
So do you know that there was great irony a few weeks ago when on the game before Anzac Day?
Yep.
Stephen May was playing on Tom Lynch.
Yeah.
Ben Brown was playing on Robbie Tarrant.
There you go.
Yeah.
There. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Imagine if
none of us know.
Tarrant and Ben Brown will be still.
Yeah. And this is the sort of stuff that continually puts Richmond, Geelong, Sydney at the top of the tree because these sorts of list management mistakes, I think, don't get made. And possibly these clubs don't get credit for that sort of work because it is very important. Before I go, can I talk to you about Paddy Cripps?
Yes, please.
Not only letting the Brownlow medal at this stage, surely Brownlow medal favourite. He's having a Dustin Martin-like year in 2017. Lee Matthews said that was the best season of football played by an individual. You look at his numbers, Cripps is on par in all those categories.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. So what about some of the garbage that was being said about him this time last year? Remember? Everyone, what's wrong with Paddy Cripps? Where's he going?
Injured,
can't play. He's done.
He was sore.
He wasn't right. We knew that.
Yep.
And then he's a warrior, so he would never admit to that. But we knew he wasn't right. He gets his body right in the off-season and he is flying.
He also said that he was carrying a huge mental load. So throughout that whole David Teague sort of departure and the whole breakdown, et cetera, he said that at one point he felt mentally cooked. right? So, you know, Michael Voss comes in, helps relieve some of that pressure, some of that burden, and he plays the best footy of his life.
No arguing that, Jay-Z. He is airborne. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Jim. Happy birthday.
Thank you, mate.
Billy.
Jay, you're on notice.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing you now, Jim? Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you?
Well, you're sitting there, you dickhead. Hey, Jim.
Bill, something's caught your eye.
It has. Congratulations to Alan Ollie Matthews, Jim, who will chalk up his 1,600th match as an umpire this weekend.
1,600th.
Well yes. Done to Ollie there.
Mm, that's very
a
good.
Personality in the Riddell League there.
Riddle League.
He was league president for 18 years, a board member for 24, so he's done his time, Jim. Don't worry about that. Then he took up field umpiring and then eventually has ended up as a goal umpire. So well done to Alan Ollie Matthews. His 1,600th game as an umpire this weekend. That is fantastic.
Brilliant. The game can't go ahead without them.
Exactly right.
So the respect piece that they're starting to bring in is perfect.
Exactly.
More of it, I say.
Well done, Tim. That is a bloody good effort. Played 200 senior games at Craigieburn and Wallen. Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Canada is the fifth most... Listen, no, it's a country that listens to the Rush Hour the fifth most.
Beck Danaher, we're going to chat to Beck shortly, of course, with the Big Freeze 8.
Yes.
Not far away. Can't wait to. She's a magnificent woman, Beck. So that's coming up directly. And then at the end, a joke, and I'm interested in this one because Hose, I think, is purchasable.
She is, Jim.
I think she is.
Just have to swear.
I'm worried.
What an allegation.
You've got a button that says plastic and you've got a button that says woolly bully. Woolly gets hit if the joke's bad enough, and I'm just concerned that you two have got desks next to each other.
No.
And I think he's lent on you to hit one and not the other. It worries me.
You know I love woolly bully.
All right. Yes. We'll just stand by for the end of the show.
I'll tell you what it is, Jim. A big night for two sports tonight, of course. So we've got the NBL. The Sydney Kings play the Jack Jumpers.
Looking to close it out.
Exactly. Tonight in Sydney, they lead 2-0. So, of course, they win this one. Game over. Kings win the championship.
Yep.
Jack Jumpers. Don't think they can win, Jim. So I think they're done and dusted. And boxing, of course. We had Paul Gallen on yesterday.
We did. He didn't know it was us.
He thought it was Triple M Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Yeah, talking about the Broncos.
Your boys, the Broncos.
So he takes on Tavizki.
Oh, no.
That's his name. A very good Chris. Chris Tavizki.
Oh, that's anyway. You just said it differently twice.
So tell you what's happened here, Jim. There's footage that has been leaked from his training camp.
Which
is Chris, camp? Chris's. Right. We'll just call him Chris.
Chris, I'd go with him.
We'll go Chris T. There's been some footage. And I'll tell you what, his hand, very, very quick, looks smart.
Yeah, but what's he hitting, pads or
no, but he's dancing, but very quick. Oh. Bang, 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 bang.
Phil, everyone's no, quick when I'm telling no boxer you. In front
anyway, of he's shortened up now. He's shortened right up. Paul Gallen's still the favourite. But on PointsBet, he's come into $2.65 as Chrissy T. So I look forward. That'll be an interesting fight because Paulie's a bit old, lot older, a bit more chubby around the handles and all that.
He's a shorter and heavier man, but he said he's going to bash him up.
He did. But stand by. Just see what Chrissy T does tonight. Mm. Yeah. He goes, all right. He's a Victorian too, by the way, Jim. We should be
behind him. Chrissy because he's a Victorian.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a couple of big things
you're
on
going
tonight.
Home in the back of a divvy van.
Tom KO, isn't it?
Yes, it's the main event, so either KO or Foxtel, depending on whether you've got a fixed unit or you just want to be rogue like me.
Oh, you are rogue. Okay, that's it. Anything else? We'll take a break because you've got some golfing news, Jim.
Yes.
We've been watching this, Greg Norman.
The plot is thickening.
Yes, Saudi-backed tournament.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This show wouldn't be on air anywhere else in the world. Now, Fat, we've been keeping an eye on this Saudi golf, the sort of split tour. And the PGA.
The Rebel Tour,
exactly. And the PGA in the States is taking a stand, we read, against Greg Norman's Saudi back venture.
Yep.
The tour denied its members permission to play in the first LIV golf series in London next month. And, Bill, that means that a handful of players, Sergio Garcia being one of them, Lee Westwood, Phil Mickelson, are all now going to have to make a call
yep.
as to whether they go and play and incur the wrath of the PGA or whether they deny, you know, say no and stay where they are. Sergio Garcia, we heard some audio. Oh,
not happy.
This is, I think he had an altercation with a steward and this is what he said.
Can't wait to leave this tour. Can't wait to get out of here, my friend.
Can't wait to leave the tour, he said. Yep. He wants to join Greg Norman's Rebels. But so the wrath, as you said, Jim, it can't be suspension, apparently. It can only be a fine.
Right, okay, because then you're facing restraint of trade, et cetera, I'm guessing, if there is a suspension.
But if it is a fine, Jimmy, guess who picks up the fine for the boys? So Greg Norman's mob will pick up the fine.
It's not surprising to me that a lot of the players who are saying yes to this are at the back end of their career,
in their
mid to late 40s, because they've already dominated the PGA Tour. They've already won majors. So they're the ones that go, okay, I'll go and play in this event where I'm guaranteed at worst to make 120 grand. The last player earns 120 grand. So they're going to go, well, I'll go and play there.
Yeah.
Weaker fields are likely to win or get very close to winning. Make a fortune. This is what interests me, though, Bill. The four majors in golf are run by four different bodies. So the Professional Golfers Association of America runs the PGA.
Righto.
The USGA runs the US Open. The Royal and Ancient run the British Open. And Augusta, of course, run the Masters. None of those events are run by the PGA Tour.
That's
so
weird.
How can they... So if these big boys go, well, I'm going to go and play in the Sharks thing, they can't be exempt from playing in them from the PGA because they don't control them.
So I thought it was all run by one umbrella.
No, the USPGA Tour is, and all the events like the Wells Fargo and the Heritage, that's all run by the PGA Tour. Jeez. But the four majors have different bodies running them.
Wow.
So when push comes to shove, how are they going to stop these... Saudi players playing in a major.
Wow.
I don't think they can.
And
I can't see how they can anyway.
I know they've got some money there. It's obviously backed by the Saudi government, I think, isn't it?
I think so.
But they won't make money in the first couple of tournaments, will they?
I don't think they care, Bill.
They don't care.
I think they've got that much money behind them. They don't give a stuff what sort of money they make.
Wow.
And they'll find someone to cover it, of course, because you know the PGA run all of their own events, telecasting, and then they distribute to whoever. So... It's the issue that the Shark I know has, when we spoke to Jeff Ogilvie about this, about the PGA, is that it is ironclad. You do as you're told, shut your complaining up, we run the thing, you're lucky to play for us, that's how they've been. And as we know with World Series cricket back in the 70s, Bill, that's the same attitude that Ian and Greg Chappell and Dennis Lilly and Rod Marsh had to put up with from Cricket Australia.
They were the superstars.
Eventually they said, bugger it. We'll go and play for Kerry Packer.
Hold on.
And this might be what's happening here a bit. So watch this space, Pat, because money talks, as we know.
Especially, I'll see, down the road or into me, Jim.
Who's down the road?
Radio station down the road.
What?
So money talks.
What?
Not the one down there.
What, the one
they
in
haven't
Geelong.
Got any money.
In Geelong.
K-Rock.
Bay FM.
Oh!
I don't want to say too much.
You can drive one of the vans down there and hand the coke out.
Well, no, milk. I've got to give the milk out before on my way to work.
Anyway,
yes.
Very, very interesting times in the world of the great game of golf.
Hold on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You get worse every year.
How?
I know. We asked that same question. Now, Hose, feedback time.
Yes.
Of course.
We love this.
Because unbeknownst to me.
No, Jim. You started it with a poor photo the other day.
No, it's a very good photo.
Sunbaking.
How
like
they come, too.
A fool's head. Boy, that happened a few days ago.
Yeah, and it caused somebody to write, ring in now, 133-53 if you have a terrible haircut.
Happy birthday, champ. I'm copying.
Hang on. We're getting to your birthday. Save the best till last.
Caused by you.
Yes. Yeah, so,
well, by you and out there.
What have we got for Ethan?
So,
what have we got for Jim?
He's sold me up the river with his bloody post this morning, and I've copped it.
Or Ethan.
I call him Ewan.
Yeah, I know you do.
When he carries on that babe.
So Ewan likes to take photos and video from behind the scenes stuff.
Is
Thank
he allowed
you, Ethan.
To do that? Because
yes.
he does it with me sometimes, and I don't know I'm being filmed.
You got today. You've been got at today as well. But yesterday you were both rifling through a tailor-made box that had come in.
Yes.
The things.
Yes.
And La Porqueta Fan Club has Instagrammed us saying, like watching a couple of chimpanzees at the zoo figure out what to do with a rogue child's backpack. Describe the two
it's
of you.
Very much like that. Pulling stuff out. Yep.
Today, when you were pre-show,
Oh.
Bill, you were reclining on our very comfortable
I didn't know.
Chesterfield couch.
It's a nice Chesterfield.
Matt Bat 666. That's radio craft.
What is just lying there?
Yeah.
Was the bird in it?
Yes. It's a video. So it's just you lying there.
I have
eyes having closed.
Well, I do a lot on this show. I carry the show.
Not really.
So I was just having a pre-game kip.
Right,
yeah. Oceans, rivers, seas says pre-show meditating. See the joke, read the joke, be the joke.
Not bad.
Don't know if it's going to work today.
That's good, yeah.
Like it.
Damon Bush. Oh, no, don't tell me there was another lunchtime cashy with the maths crew.
The maths.
Steve O'Taylor. At least he's there. Where's part-time Jim?
Now, that's good.
Coming up with the proper gold.
That's it. Part-time gym. Okay. I like it.
So you can see all the behind-the-scenes action on our Instagram, but you can also see our birthday tribute
Before we get to that, Hose, the photo that went up yesterday created a storm.
Which
social
one?
Media storm.
Oh, from you in 1986 with your Cure T-shirt, blonde as blonde can be.
That's it. So Jack 2305, the king of kings would have done some damage back in the day. Well, of course. So you both only focused on the negatives.
I only focused on the ones that came into Triple M Rush Hour. I didn't read the ones that came into
Chrissy
you,
Dave, Jimmy. 5, love it, good-looking man, of course. So that one,
from your mum.
Cameron Jett at Iguana Landscapes. I thought that was the drummer from Hanson. Amy Mignon, proof you've always been a hottie, JB.
Oh.
Where was that Larry Mullen Jr. question mark? Where was all of the good stuff?
You look like the drummer from U2 back in the day.
Well, that was from Robin Ingerson. Okay. She's a beautiful girl, Robin. So where, by the way, was any of this, Hose?
That was on your own Instagram. I was reading the family's feedback.
See.
So feedback from the birthday post that we put up for you today. Happy birthday, champ.
Yeah, I got champed.
Lots of linguine arms references. Lots of King of Kings. PTJs. Ryan Putz 95 said, "Happy birthday, Jim." # How is he younger than Bill?
I know. Lot younger.
No, you're not.
I'm 42.
Oh, Jim.
And you're 58.
You're 5'5". That's old. When you hit 55, that's old.
Mav _ Dino wrote a whole lot of hashtags, which you're pretty fond of doing.
Yes.
Happy birthday, champ. My farts smell like roses.
Yes.
Oh. Average cricketer, golfer, # good commentator.
Average.
# Oh, I've got to play it. I can't just say it.
Oh, Rebs has had to have
that's
a spell because of that.
I know. So, well, he's back at the end of this week.
Right. You know, that's your fault.
No, it isn't.
You got the cheer squad in one day to
never
do a new
magnificent
song.
Magnificent people, the cheer squad. Go on.
Bailey Brown, 196, happy birthday, champ, # topics Brayshaw. So a slap and a kind of
how did
of
I get champed?
Whack.
Champ.
On the plane. The
you
plane
did.
Champed me.
Any chance of some 1986 Robert Bertie Brayshaw snaps?
No, he's over in Bridgetown, bottom of Western Australia.
Right, is he related?
Bald and goatee.
Oh, is that the other
brother? Valentine, like the day, says, happy birthday, smack. Daniel Roderick poses a good question. Does Jim have to go and work for the over 55s now that he is of age?
Yes.
Never.
It's been talked about on Triple M Footy for many, many years.
No, thank
what
you.
What member of Duran Duran are you?
Yes. Yeah, very Duran Duran-y.
Simon Le Bon.
But this is the nicest post of all.
Oh, here we go.
This is to Triple M Rush Hour. Yes. A keen follower of our account, obviously.
Good.
It's Love Heart, Love Heart, Love Heart. And it's from Lisa Christie.
Oh, what? She knows our lucky
shoes. Herself,
she knows where her bread's buttered, Hose.
She's only 40.
Don't worry about that.
I think she's 40. Jim's 55.
He's got
what's wrong with that? My partner's 15 years older than me.
Yeah.
Well, I feel sorry for him.
Happy birthday.
For him.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That wouldn't have gone to air.
Bill, that was live to air.
No.
The Freeze MND slide is back again in 2022.
He's a big unit as we know. He's done the full flip. I don't think that was intentional. I think it was just a body weight issue. It took him upside down, Bill.
Here to tell us all about it, please welcome Beck Danaher.
Oh, she's back again, the superb Beck Danaher. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me on. I love this segment.
Well, we are going to try and get out of you who's sliding this year for the Big Freeze 8. I've got the beanie on, by the way, because we only got one, Beck, and I thought you would appreciate me wearing it more than Bill.
I'm very happy. Got a good-looking fella wearing the
thank
beanie.
You. Thank you.
Well, I got Taylor Maiden. They'll give me some nice golf sticks, Beck. But no, great to speak to you, Beck.
Who's now, Beck? All you told us off air was big names.
Yeah.
But then you said not as big as Bill, meaning the water
in profile, JB. Yes. In profile,
the water displacement, because my male is last year. You got your heads together afterwards and said no one that size can do it again because we didn't have enough water left.
No, that is definitely not our conversation. No, we've got some very big names to announce, but it is absolutely top secret. So end of May, we're going to start naming our next sliders, the ones to go down. And I think, you know, Nilo loves the big free stage purely to press the lever and send it down. And he was pretty happy with himself, with you, Billy.
That big smile on his face. And he loved it, of course. You should know, Jim, you're Channel 7.
I actually don't. It's tightly held.
All right then, Beck. Good work. Now, Beck, of course, Nilo's been fighting the beast for 8 or 9 years now. And unfortunately, I just read in the paper, mate, that it's taken his voice.
Yeah. MND is a bloody beast. Yeah. It really is. And it's very real for us as a family, not having Dad to be able to, you know, throw out his jokes. He's a funny guy. Yes. And but, you know, it really is reinforces why we're doing what we're doing. We're here fighting for Dad, but also for everyone out there who's battling the beast and those that are going to be diagnosed in the future. You know, we need to find the answer.
Yeah, and that's what we love about this. It is all family, Jim, isn't it?
Yep.
They're all the family are there, and they've been working on it since day dot, and it's time to beanie on, to play on. I'll tell you what else was nice. Last week at Assumption College Kilmore, where, of course, Neil was the second best footballer cricketer to go through the college there.
What, after Ben Dixon after Shane Crawford?
Anthony,
do you want me to keep going?
Simon O'Donnell. Anthony William Brownless, of course. But I tell you what, there's a brand new pavilion up there on the main oval, and it's called the Neil Danaher Pavilion. And it looks great, Beck.
It looks bloody fancy. That's for sure. They're stepping it up there. You know, I don't think it was there back in Dad's Assumption days, but it's looking very, very good, and we're very humbled that it's been named the Neil Danaher Pavilion, that's for sure. Dad was very grateful and honoured to have it named after himself. That's
fantastic. So it should be
there. Yes, exactly
so,
right.
But we're looking forward to this.
So $25.
Yeah, the beanies. You've got a new one on.
I'm a local Coles, so downstairs. Yep. We get them, Coles Express, Bunnings.
Yes.
So I've got 4 kids back in my joint, and they get a brand new one every year.
Yep.
And they crack the shits if they don't get one too, by the way.
They're everywhere. No excuses not to get our beautiful Big Freeze beanies. Like you said, Coles Express, Bunnings, as well as fightmnd.org.au. And we do have some kids' beanies, so they're exclusive to our website. So everyone can be a part of the Big Freeze Army.
Big Freeze 8. And a lot of people have got the 8. What does it mean to you when you walk around the streets? And because you see them everywhere, what does that mean to you, Beck?
I think I'm this weird person walking down the street because I give everyone a nod and they're wondering what the hell I'm doing. I'm a little creeper. It means so much to us as a family. It shows that there's people out there who care about the story and really wanting to make a difference. And I hope it also shows all the people that are battling the beast know that there's an army of supporters backing them up and helping us find those effective treatments and a cure.
And the total amount raised, it's getting like over 50 mil now, isn't it? Where are we at?
Yeah, so we've invested over $55.9 million into research initiatives trying to find that effective treatment and cure, which is unbelievable. And we're so, so thankful for the Australian community that have rallied behind us. And you know, research takes time and ongoing funding, but we know that we're really heading in the right direction. We're building momentum, and we are going to be here one day shutting our doors, you know, saying the Big Freeze is done because we've got the answer. That is the dream.
$55 million. It is just extraordinary. And I know from my own nephew, Angus at Melbourne, how privileged they are to be involved in this day too. Mm.
Yeah, they are. So each year Neil's come and been a part of the day. Melbourne backed us. Dad had a crazy idea along with Dr. Ian Davis and Pat Cunningham. Let's put a slide at the MCG and freeze some people. And they thought, yep, let's back this. Let's support this. This is important. And now we've really created a movement.
Yeah, you have. $14.6 million raised last year, Jim. And it is bloody cold. A bit of shrinkage. Don't worry about that. It's a bit cold, Beck.
Well, Beck, Bill's become an innie.
And we still saw too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what about, how's Billy?
Oh, yes, we named her after you.
Yeah, see, Jim? I knew you did. I knew you didn't want to say that, but, Beck, you did.
Absolutely. I got to spend some time with you. She was in the belly when we were at the Big Freeze last year, and I just thought, oh, that's a great name, a great role model that she's going to have. So we had to go with Billy.
Beck, you and I need to have a quiet conversation.
Her middle name starts with J, so we've got a little JB in there.
Good.
Well done.
Hey, congratulations in advance. It's a brilliant thing you do, and anything we can do to help, Beck, scream out.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, and a big thank you to all your supporters, your listeners. You guys are making this all possible, so thank you from the bottom of the Danahers and Fight MND and for all your support.
Great people. Well done, Beck.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This has been the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy Brownless and happy birthday again, James.
Now, birthday boy.
Tomorrow.
What happens tonight?
We have.
Who?
The most powerful puncher the West has ever seen.
We might get Matty Campbell in just
Danny,
to introduce
the
him.
Man, the green man.
Me.
Bill, he doesn't like us anymore, Matty.
I know.
He doesn't want to talk to us.
For old sticks, doesn't like it when we talk about him.
It's gone beyond being funny now for Matty. He just doesn't like us.
Dermot doesn't like
now
us.
Dermot loves us. I don't know. We'll tell you what we've got. Danny, because he's got the Big Coward Punch Night. Very important.
One punch night, Friday night at Crown. Yes. I'm going to go along and sit on Danny's table. Hey, happy birthday. Big dinner tonight?
No, I think the family one tonight. I think the main thing is a weekend.
Oh, away.
But I don't know what.
Oh.
So, surprise.
What?
Look at Bill.
That would be a surprise.
You catching for an invite.
Yeah, it is his birthday.
You got some sort of disorder.
Geelong Trade. Guess where I'm going tonight on the way home? Beckley Park, Jim.
What's that?
The Geelong Trots tonight.
That'd be good.
Now, no, don't what? Be like that, James. Don't be like that. Dunny, me mate, is the CEO there.
Dunny.
Johnny Dunn. Good man. And it's a breast cancer charity night, so you've got to wear something pink.
Very good.
So it'll be
a
good night.
Great idea.
Booked out. Totally.
What are you getting for tea?
We have a roast. It'll be a roast.
Yes.
A roast. $40, and that's a donation to charity.
Yeah, I was going to say. Make sure you're adding some extra in there, Bill, for the cause.
No, exactly. I will be. But it'll be a good night at Beckley Park. Or we'll have a punt there on the ponies, Jim.
That's it.
Responsibly. Yes, Trotters. Whitney. Thank you. On the trots.
Yes. All right. So something humorous?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Paddy, Jim. Paddy. He wanted to sell his car. So his mate told him to wind back the mileage and take it back a bit, Jim, and you'll get a better price for it. We've all done that.
No, we haven't.
Actually, haven't you?
No.
Right. Anyway, Paddy did. So he saw his mate a few days later and he said, "How'd you go, Paddy?" Paddy said, "Well, when I was finished winding it back, it only had 7,000 on the clock. So I decided to keep it."
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
No. Paddy thought he got a new cat.
I'm laughing.
I like it. Yes!
I cannot believe you got
there. That's a good one. Well done, Rose.
That had to be Wooly Bully.
Only 7,000 on the clock, you.
Rose, you are a soft touch.
Today I am.
You are.
Oh, birthday boy.
Should have been Wooly Bully.
Weekend away, wow-wee.